This community update was brought to you by YouRadio. The Manitoba government is promising new investments to make housing more affordable and tackle homelessness. But housing advocates say the latest budget still falls short of what's needed and warn the crisis will only deepen without faster action. Finance Minister Adrian Sala says housing affordability is one of the key pressures facing families.
Month after month, across the country, rising costs make it harder for the middle class to keep their heads above water. And for families living paycheck to paycheck, the fear of being underwater is constant.
Sala says the budget includes immediate relief through tax credits for renters and homeowners, as well as help with everyday costs.
And I'm very proud to say that this budget helps those who need it most with progressive policies that support low-income Manitobans and help lift families out of poverty. And we're doing more for the middle class to lower your everyday costs on things like housing, gas, and groceries.
On homelessness, the province is committing funding for 215 new social and affordable housing units, along with wraparound supports for people moving out of encampments.
We want all Manitobans to be safe and healthy, and that starts with housing. Honorable Speaker, this budget has funds to build another 215 social and affordable housing units and provide wraparound supports like mental health and addictions treatment to Manitobans moving from tents to supportive housing.
But housing advocate Shauna McKinnon with the Right to Housing Coalition says the scale of investment doesn't match with the severity of the crisis.
They use the words that they know they're supposed to use, but then the actions don't align with the words. I just am a big believer that housing is such a foundation. I mean, you look at what we're seeing, you know, I know that they have housed a number of folks, but, you know, spring's coming. So we're expecting to see those numbers go up again in terms of encampments and, you know.
McKinnon notes advocates have called for about 1,000 new social housing units per year. She says the budget's 215 units, many labeled affordable rather than truly social housing, simply aren't enough.
They always say social and affordable, which is important for people to pay attention to, because affordable housing doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be affordable for low-income households. It could be like median market rent, for example, which is fine. We need that housing too, but we're focused on the social housing.
She also raises concerns about the province's focus on encampments and transitional housing, saying it's driven more by visibility than long-term solutions.
We can't just sweep people off the street and that's not going to solve the problem, because those people have to go somewhere. And clearly, many of those people need a lot of supports. Like, these are not, you know, people have complicated issues.
McKinnon argues that without a major expansion of non-market housing, Manitoba can't truly deliver on its housing-first promises.
Finland's known for having, you know, been most successful in addressing, you know, homelessness. But, you know, the way they've done it is, first of all, they started with the supply of housing, right? So, like, they've got this line there at the Y Foundation, which is the biggest nonprofit housing provider of housing of all kinds for people who've been experiencing homelessness, but other precariously housed folks. And they'll say, you can't have housing first without having housing first.
She adds that the underfunded maintenance in public housing, especially in seniors' buildings, is creating unsafe conditions and pressure on long-term tenants.
And these people are saying, I lived here for 10 years. This is my home. I have a community of people here. I don't want to move out, and I'm afraid to move out because there's no guarantees that I'm going to find something that I can afford. But there's pressure on those folks to move out. And part of that is happening because they're moving people in with not supporting them. And so we're really interested in looking at that dynamic and strongly encouraging the government, you know, to stop doing that, like quit moving people into these 55 plus buildings.
The government says housing investments will reduce pressure on healthcare and emergency services over time. Advocates agree housing is key, but warn that without those deeper sustained investments, time and rising costs will continue to work against the province's goals. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.